am Yona Stamatis, host of the WUIS Special Arts broadcast of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra. I'm delighted to welcome to the studio today Maestro Aram Demirjian, one of four candidates for the position of Music Director of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra. Welcome, Maestro.
Hi, Yona, and please call me Aram.
All right. Aram will direct the Illinois Symphony Orchestra in the upcoming American Voices Concert, featuring Julia Bullock as soprano soloist and works by Copland, Barber, Gershwin, and Dvorak. The concert will take place on Saturday, January 21st at 7:30 p.m. in the Sangamon Auditorium here on the campus of the University of Illinois, Springfield. Welcome to Springfield. We're so delighted to have you with us.
It's my pleasure to be here.
Tell us a little bit about where you're coming from and your current musical engagements, if you will.
Yes, of course. Well, just to give you a quick summary of my journey, I grew up outside of Boston, Massachusetts, and I was a singer and a cellist all the way through growing up, but I loved symphonic music more than anything. I started conducting when I was a teenager, really started to delve more deeply into it when I was in college at Harvard, and then decided to pursue it professionally, went on to graduate school at New England Conservatory. For the last 4 years, I've been the associate conductor of the Kansas City Symphony, and presently I am the music director of the Knoxville Symphony Orchestra in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Wonderful. How fitting, considering one of the pieces on the program seems to be centered around Knoxville.
Yes, actually, and ironically enough, that I had decided to do that piece here in Springfield long before I had received the appointment to be music director in Knoxville, so that's just sort of a happy coincidence.
All the planets have aligned. Tell us, what do you have in store for us this concert?
Well, I mean, you know, I love deeply all of the pieces on this program. I love American music in particular in general. Perhaps no piece is nearer and dearer to my heart than Copland's Appalachian Spring Suite. This is a desert island piece for me. It's such beautiful music, the quintessential American symphonic piece, an incredibly tender and beautiful story that just captures a very important moment in American history. It was written in 1944, but really a truly universal story of a young couple setting out on their life and facing an uncertain future. And with a symphonic sound that has sort of become the what you think of when you think of American orchestral music. And then we also have Barber's Knoxville Summer of 1915, an equally tender and nostalgic piece which will be performed by a truly, I don't want to, not a rising star, a shooting star in the international opera scene, Ms. Julia Bullock, who it's my first time working with her and incredibly, incredibly lucky to have her featured on this program. I've heard her sing this piece before, and she's just absolutely dynamite. And then second half of the program, Dvorak's New World Symphony. Not technically an American composer, but he wrote it when he was here in America, when some rich donors in New York brought him over to help American composers create an American style of composition. But this piece is, you know, and it does have a little bit of an influence of spirituals and some Native American music. But
and
this
a bit
piece
of Czech
is,
music, too.
This piece is a bohemian piece through and through. It is a love letter, a homesick love letter from Dvorak back to his homeland.
Yes, indeed. And the last piece on the program?
Oh, well, and mixed in there is also Gershwin's Summertime, just, you know, in keeping with the American theme and, you know, in keeping with summer, which we have Barber, Knoxville Summer of 1915. We also have Gershwin's Summertime to just to round out the program, and it's a wonderful, wonderful encore that is one of Julia Bullock's real specialties.
Wonderful. What an amazing program. You know, one question for you that perhaps it's impossible to answer, but, and this is a bit of a selfish question, but I teach a course here at UIS titled American Music. And every year I'm changing the syllabus because who knows exactly what should and should not be included within the gamut of American music. How would you help our audiences understand?
Well, you know, you make a good point because the, you know, American music and the American sound, that concept is so vast. And that's partially because the history of our country and the variety of American experiences that you can have living here is so incredibly diverse. So there really is no singular American sound. And yet, you know, as is reflected on this program, and there's so much more American music that is not represented on this program, you kind of know the American sound when you hear it. It's very rhythmically driven. There are lots of, grand, spacious harmonies. There's certainly, oftentimes jazz influence. But what I love so much, particularly, well, the history of 20th century music, but particularly the history of American music in the 20th century. You know, the 20th century was in so many ways the American century in classical music. If you look at the music that was being produced, created, and where it was being composed, whether it's by immigrants to America or composers born in America, and it was all being recorded and disseminated here. The thing I love about the 20th century in American music is that there was this proliferation of musical styles, but all sort of they all sort of spoke to one another. You know, what was happening on Broadway was influencing what was happening on the concert hall stage. What was influencing what was happening with whatever with bluegrass and ragtime and rock and roll. You know, we tend to draw these artificial lines between these musical styles when in reality they all you had George Gershwin's Girl Crazy on Broadway, and then the theater next door was Puccini's La Bohème, so you really had this sort of musical melting pot, particularly at the beginning of the 20th century, that has since blossomed with all of these branches, that we have now, but are all really rooted in the same, the same source.
That's a wonderful way to look at it, is American music as a kind of hybridization of a multicultural hybridization seems sort of organic.
Yes.
And that's reflected so well also in this concert, both that characteristic American sound, but so many cultures represented, even if you just look at the Gershwin from Porgy and Bess. Maestro, thank you so much for joining us today. This has been a brief conversation with Maestro Aram Demirjian, candidate for music director of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra. You can watch Maestro conduct the orchestra this Saturday in the American Voices Concert, featuring works by Copland, Barber, Gershwin, and Dvorak. You will also have the opportunity to hear soprano soloist Julia Bullock. That's Saturday, 7:30 p.m. in the Sangamon Auditorium. For tickets, call the Sangamon Auditorium box office or visit the Illinois Symphony Orchestra website at ilsymphony.org. I'm Yonah Stamatis. Thank you for tuning in. I'll see you at the concert. Thank you.